December 10, 1915. Our prayers, actions and sufferings must flow within those of Jesus, to do the good that Jesus did. I was feeling very afflicted because my sweet Jesus, my life, my all, did not make himself seen. I was lamenting, if I could, I would like to deafen heaven and earth with my laments. What a great misfortune, to know him, love him, and remain without him. Can a greater misfortune ever be given? But while I was lamenting, blessed Jesus, making himself seen in my interior, told me with a severe look, "My daughter, do not tempt me." "What?" "I told you everything to make you be tranquil. I told you that when I do not come, it is because I have to inflict greater chastisements, because my justice wants it. And I even told you the reasons. Before you did not believe that it was in order to chastise that I was not coming as usual, because you did not hear that great chastisements were occurring in the world. Now you hear them, and in spite of this, you still doubt. Isn't this tempting me?" I was shaking in seeing and hearing Jesus so severe. In order to calm me down, he changed his look and, all kindness, added, "My daughter, courage. I will not leave you. I am inside of you, although you do not always see me. And you, unite yourself always with me. If you pray, may your prayer flow in mine, make it your own. In this way, you too will do all that I did with my prayers, the glory I gave to the Father, the good I pleaded for all, you will do it as well. If you work, make your work flow into mine, and make it your own. So you will have in your power all the good that my humanity did, which sanctified and divinized everything. And if you suffer, may your suffering flow in mine, make it your own. So you will have in your power all the good that I did in redemption. With this, you will take the three essential points of my life. And as you do so, immense seas of graces will come out from you, and pour out for the good of all. And I will look at your life, not as your own, but as mine.